I think that should be doable. So this is sort of my normal talking voice, how I talk to people in my day-to-day life. And, you know, just generic academic talking. And then, when I'm working or dealing with a client, I tend to change my voice depending on what they need and what they want. Some clients want better roles, but I tend to sort of drop my voice down a lot quieter and hold words for a long period of time. And just how wonderful you're feeling right now, sweetie. Yes. I always hold my S's as well. Actually, that comes from a paper I read once. It said actually that sort of low, breathy voices work better on the male brain. I don't really, can't remember really the reasoning behind that at the time, but it was something about the primitive part of the brain and access to lower voices due to this evolutionary construct. Not how true it was, I'm sort of stuck with it. It's never done me wrong. Also, it's because I can hold a lower voice much longer than I can hold a higher voice, so you know, a half-hour call talking really high would probably, after a while, really hurt my throat. This does lead to my one partner making the recurring joke of going the full river song, as we call it. It's like, hello, sweetie. But usually it's that low voice, but very different to the voice I normally speak to everyone else in my life.